Hi there, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to the CEO Queer Podcast. Whatever time of the day, whatever day of the week you're listening to this, I celebrate and I love you. Speaking of love, love really is a beautiful thing. It's the one thing that helps life make sense. Before I continue, let me just state this scientific fact postulated by me. Please don't go looking for this so-called scientific fact on Google. Don't go checking for it on YouTube. Please, I didn't send anybody. Anyway, so I'm going to state my own scientific fact. Man is a product of love and was made for love. Therefore, if man was a product of love and was made for love, it means that the singular intent for man's creation and existence is to give love, is to show love. Now, see, I am not my emphasis is on giving, showing love, and not even receiving. So, if that is true, then it means that it is supposed to be a constant practice. So then, it is also correct if I would say that it is inaccurate to assume that there is a day, or I should save my love, or save showing my love, or expression of my love to my loved ones till the day that has been set aside for love, which is Vows Day. Let me not confuse you. Like I said, it is inaccurate for me to assume that the only day to show love or to express love is on Vows Day. I have nothing against the day itself, Valentine's Day. The only thing I have issues with is the people who assume that the only day to show love or to express love is on Vows Day. The job of showing love, expressing love, is like a command to every human being out there. To every one of us out there, it is a command. It is like a commandment to love, show love. The Bible says, love your neighbor as yourself. It should be the same way you get up in the morning and prepare for work is the same way you should be intentional about showing love. The truth is that we all, or most of us, have had experiences that have given us our own perception of what love is or what it should be. But there is a standard for it, and I hope that I can help us see it. Love means many things to many people, and I do not have the right to talk down on your views, but just hear me out. I sought the counsel of a few of my friends, and they told me mind-blowing things, like what their views are on the whole idea of love. And I'm going to be sharing, I'll just share views from three people. And fun fact, they are all ladies who shared these things with me. So you know that it's not coming from a place of bias. All right. Now, the first lady said, love isn't sex. Now, we are not going to dig deep into this. This is something we have heard over and over and over and over again. So we're not going to talk much about that. Second thing she said is that love isn't calling all the time. That is phone calls. It's not constant phone calls. She also said love isn't obsession or attention. She said love isn't going out all the time. That is hanging out, chilling out, going to the movies, going to the mall, going to the beach, going, you know, all those things. That's not love. She said love isn't gifts and money. Now she also went ahead to give us the flip side of it. She said love is respect, love is forgiveness, love is trust, love is sacrifice, love is commitment, love is having each other's backs, Love is praying together. The next person said, love is time and attention. Attention to the little, insignificant, and very minute details that concern the other person. Now, before I continue, I want to state this very clearly, that focus on this episode isn't on the love between two lovers. And when I say two lovers, I mean like husband and wife, or a boyfriend and a girlfriend, or I'm sure you understand that. That's not the love I'm talking about. I'm talking about love as pertains to every human being, in relation to every human being. Having the understanding that every human being has the commandment, the instruction to love. All right. Now, so time and attention. The second person says that love is time and attention. Paying attention to those things that might not even matter to the person. Yes, that's love. And then next, the last one I'm going to be taking is, this lady says, love for me would be defined in a few words. Love is kindness, thoughtfulness, respect, and the freedom to be me. I love that. She said, because for me to truly be loved by someone, I have to feel that kindness towards me. I have to know without an iota of doubt that they respect me. I have to know in my heart that they are thoughtful of me. And I also have to know that I'm 100% free to express myself without holding back, and they accept me just fine. So these things now are the things that come. That's her own view of love. Respect. Freedom to be oneself. Freedom to be oneself. And if you look at it, any relationship or any love that doesn't encourage freedom is not really love. It's not really love. Any love that does not encourage or that does not provide an atmosphere of freedom, of liberty, that really is not love. Any love that has to do with fear, trembling, don't come again, who is this person? You know, that kind of thing. Any love that is like that isn't really love. Isn't really love. Now, I'm going to jump to scriptures so that we get a clearer view. I mean, there's no way I wouldn't have done this, because this is like standard for me. The Bible, for me, is the standard. And of course, I know that, I know that everyone listening out there has been waiting for this. So I'll just give it to you. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. The whole book of 1 Corinthians 13 is so rich, so deep, and yet very simple, and yet it's simplified such a way that when you read it, you can understand what you're reading. But my focus is going to be on verse 3. The NLT version says, if I gave everything I have to the poor and even sacrificed my body, I could boast about it. But if I didn't love others, I would have gained nothing. Very, 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 very deep. It says, if I gave everything I have to the poor and even sacrificed my body, what else is left? What else is left if you give everything to the poor and then sacrificed your body? He says, but I could boast about it. I could talk about it. See, that woman, it is me that helped her. That guy, I'm the one that gave him the job now. That job is doing now. And these are things that we see every day. These are things that we see every day. In fact, most times we do it and we don't even know that that's what we're doing. But the truth is, you will boast about it tomorrow. And if you will boast about it tomorrow, then you have not gained anything. That's what the Bible here says. I have not gained anything. So, that's from what I've just read now, it brings me, I can draw the conclusion that love can be expressed in giving, but giving in itself isn't love. Love can be expressed in giving. I can say, because I love you, I'm doing this for you. But I cannot say that my giving is a proof of my love. Do you understand? Because the scripture is very, very clear. It says, if I gave you everything and I don't have love. So that means that it is possible that I will give you everything I have and I still don't have love for you. All right? So, but it is simpler. It is sweeter when I'm giving you something from a place of love. That is why the widow who gave this little she had was recognized as giving the greatest because of the heart that she gave with. Truth is, most of the things we do, the acts of kindness, the acts of kindness is because of how good it makes us look or feel. Most of the things we do, we don't do them because the truth, I'm not saying it as final, I'm just saying it as mere speculations, that most of it, I didn't say everybody or I didn't say everything we do, but the truth is that there are sometimes that we have done some things or we've done certain things that wasn't necessarily because we loved the person. It was just because it made us feel a certain type of way. It made us feel good about ourselves, or it made us look good. And there's this thing, subconsciously we have this reciprocative mindset when giving or when showing love. We love because we are being loved. And yet Bible says love your neighbor as yourself. It says love your neighbor the way your neighbor loves you, or love your neighbor the way your neighbor loved you. No, love your neighbor as yourself. No matter how much you hate yourself, you can never treat yourself, you can never treat yourself less than how you would treat yourself. That is how you should treat others. Treat them the way you treat yourself. You will take care of yourself. Even no matter how poor you are, you will still take care of yourself. You will still do certain things, certain nice things for yourself. Get yourself nice things. Take care of yourself. Love your neighbor as yourself. Let's not only show love to prospects, those people that we expect to show us love back or to be there for us. Let's not do that. Rather, it should be, this love for people around us should be something that comes from within. It should be something that, because remember when I started, I said that we are products of love. And we were also made to show love, to give love. And so it should become something that has become part of us. It should become a part of us. Not only something we do because we have received. Then in the measure that I have received, I'm now giving back. No, it should become a part of us. It should become our nature at work. Love is patient. Love is kind. Do you know what it means to be kind? To be kind is just being. In fact, if you look at scripture, most of the times that Jesus Christ performed a miracle, Bible says, and he was moved with compassion. For you to be moved with compassion means that what that person is passing through, you are to some extent feeling the pain that person is feeling. You are not connected to that person, but at that time that person is crying. There is something in you that is being moved to identify with that person. Most times you see that you don't even know what to do for the person, but you are identifying with the person. Now, I'm not saying that you should go ahead looking for people to cry with, but just be genuine in your feelings with people, in your dealings with people. Don't rejoice over another person's failure. Don't rejoice over another person's downfall. That's not love. Love is not boastful. Love does not revenge. Love does not seek the downfall of a person. By the time you read through that scripture, you can now understand the whole concept, what love really is all about. Okay, so if we continue to talk about this, we'll just keep going on and on and on. And I'm sure you've heard so much, but I just felt I had my own little, you know, my own 2 cents to give. So that's it right there. But that's the much I'll be taking on this episode today. Till next time, when you'll be hearing from me again. Peace. Thank you so much for listening. If you loved what you heard, please subscribe. If you haven't, share the link with friends and loved ones too. Also, follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter so we can link up, and you can also get notifications when my new episodes drop. Also, for sponsorship and ads, kindly send a mail to okoyechima84@gmail.com. Have a blessed week ahead.